gusto. Never let nobody say what you can or can't do.
Hold up a bit, I'm feeling cold.
If you love it, then dub it as part of your life struggles.
Hold it to this, you can see my soul, my soul.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum! Take him in the teeth,
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Filthy bastard tummy! I hate him,
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight, and broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people out here on UBC campus. And starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Tess Parks from Toronto, who is a London-based artist. Toronto-born, London-based artist Tess Parks. She's got a new album out called And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. You heard the track called Old Life. Very nice, kind of lush and hushed pop music. And that was put out on Hand-Drawn Dracula Records, Toronto-based label. And you can check it out at handdrawndracula.bandcamp.com. And I did play Tess Parks a few weeks ago, I believe. If you're not familiar with the label, definitely check it out. There's some really great artists on there, such as locals Orokogan, as well as No Joy, Sahara, and all kinds of different stuff. A lot of Eastern Canadian, primarily Eastern Canadian bands, I should say. And you can check it out at handdrawndracula.com. And we're going to keep going on Canada Post Rock with some new stuff that I've been checking out. And up next, we're going to hear something from a project called Saint Arnaud. And this is new album that's doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts. And this one, you can check out the Earshot charts at Earshot Online. And CITR does submit charts to this. And it's the National Campus Radio charts. Like all stations like CITR across Canada submit to it. And you can check it out at earshot-online.com/charts. And we're going to hear something from Saint Arnaud, a album called Love and the Front Lawn. This is out on a label called Fierce Panda Records. And then after Saint Arnaud, we're going to hear something from, let me see what I have queued up. We're going to hear something from Samantha Savage Smith. And that's a artist out of Calgary, if I'm not mistaken. And we're going to hear an album called Fake Nice. And we'll hear a track called ESG G Allen. And you can check it out at SamanthaSavageSmith.bandcamp.com. But first, something from Saint Arnaud. And we're going to hear a track called, what do I have queued up? Something called How Could I Ever Compare? And this one is sitting at, right now, at 39 on the National Campus Radio charts. It's right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Saint Arnaud. The track is called How Can I Ever Compare?
is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
And we're back. That was something from Samantha Savage Smith. The new album is called Fake Nice, and you just heard the track called ESGG Allen. And Samantha Savage Smith is based out of Calgary, Alberta, and you can check out the Bandcamp at samanthasavagesmith.bandcamp.com. And that album is doing fairly good on the National Campus Radio charts. Right now it's at 36, which is, I do believe, a repeat of last week, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, re-entry, and it's out on the Saved by Vinyl record label. And you can check that out at savedbyvinyl.com. And prior to that, you heard something from St. Arnaud with a track called How Could I Ever Compare? It was a kind of late, folky, kind of bedroom pop album, or a track, and you heard it off the Love in the Front Lawn album. And that one is out on Fierce Panda Records, and St. Arnaud is based out of Edmonton, Alberta. And like I said, you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we'll keep going with some more Canadian music, and we're going to hear something from Jasmine and a track called... what do they have queued up? It's off an album called In the Wild, and you're going to hear a track called Edge of Time. After that, we're going to hear something from Hermites out of Calgary, and a track off a release called... what do they have queued up? Oh, it's called Ace of Cups, and from Hermites, we're going to hear a track called Wishlash, and this is like a remix done by... Artificial Stars, I believe, and let me see. Yeah, I think it's like a remix album, and you can check it out at hermites.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're gonna hear something from a local release called Big Rig, and we're gonna hear a track off the album called Crying in a Corn Maze. We'll hear a track called, what do they have queued up? Something called Crying. Oh, sorry, we're going to hear the track is called Crying in a Corn Maze, and this is a self-titled deal. Check it out at bigrig.bandcamp.com, and this one is the work of Jen Payne, and I guess a longtime Vancouver artist, and I do believe Big Rig played a lot of shows, or not a lot of shows, played at the Music Waste Festival, so really cool that we got new stuff out from the Courtney's member of Jen Payne. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Jasmine with a track called Edge of Time.
Excuse
Found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Big Rig, a track called Crying in a Corn Maze, and that's off the self-titled release, and that's a new project from a ex-Courtney's member, Jen Payne. And you can check it out at bigrig.bandcamp.com. And that one is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts right now. It's at number 37 from the previous week at number 27. And it's out on a label called Peaceful Tapes Records. And before that, I'm working of kind of slake and electronic type track that you heard was something from Hermites and a track called Artificial Stars. And I was kind of confused on the title. It's actually a remix done by Wish Lash. And most of these tracks on this album called Ace of Cups are remixed by various different artists, such as Child Actress, as well as Morgan Greenwood, as well as EKP, who I'm not too familiar with, but... Hermites is based out of Calgary. The bandcamp is hermites.bandcamp.com. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and got about an hour left on the program. So we're going to get into a lot of electronic type artists in the next hour or so. The first of which is something from a really interesting artist named Lolito, making some very interesting electronic music, and the new album is called Memory File Hosting. It's on a label called Temet music, which I'm not too familiar with. Apparently it's an imprint from a guy named Simo Cell. Not too familiar with this artist, but I gave it a listen early on. It's really interesting. Electronic music, kind of very 80s, kind of video game-ish sounding synth work. And once again, that's Lolito with a track off an album called Memory File Hosting. We're going to hear a track, something called Lonesome Runner. And you can check this out at lolito89.bandcamp.com. Lolito is based out of France. After that, we're going to hear something from a artist. Let me see what I had queued up. I think I had something from an artist named Flora Yin Wong and a very ambient album called The Sacrifice. And Flora Yin Wong is an artist out of London who's on the, I think, on the Pan record label. The album is called The Sacrifice, and we're going to hear a track called Willow Bends. And actually, I think what we're going to do is we're going to hear Flora Yin Wong first, then that Lolito track that I had mentioned. I think that might flow a little bit better between these two tracks. And if you want to, you can check out the Bandcamp, which is florayinwong.bandcamp.com. Right here on CITR 11.9 FM, this is a track called Willow Bends, and this one is featuring an artist named Rachel Lynn.
There are miles and miles and miles of water into the dream and the distance. It's as if you could see me across the lake. Thank you.
these thoughts and things are luminous, enveloped in a veil of sunless cloud. A willow bends into the water. Among what flows, I dive. I flow under these ever-changing skies. Under the sun and moon, I will stay meek and rest for a while.
Something from Lolito with a track called Lonesome Runner, and that's off the Memory File Hosting LP, and that one was just put out on a, let me see what label it's on, Temet Music, and that's an imprint of Simo Cell, whom I'm not too familiar with. I'm mentioned that before, but this one was produced by Kreiker. Or no, not produced. It was mastered by Kreiker, artist out on Lies Records. I played him last week. I think it's probably worth mentioning. And you can check this out at lolito89.bandcamp.com. Prior to that was something from a release from Flora Yin Wong. Very quiet, dramatic, ambient track off the album called Sacrifice. You heard a track called Willow Bends, and that was a I'm guessing the very quiet vocals of Rachel Lynn and Flora Yin Wong's ambient artist out of London, UK. And I believe she's on the Modern Love as well as the Pan record label. And this one came out on First Light Records. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you on, until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to hear something from a longtime favorite label, and that's Lies Records. I play their roster pretty often because they always put out some really, really great cutting-edge electronic music. Really, really great stuff that I don't know how they uncover all these artists, but they have a really great connection with all of them. But the latest releases are something from Alessandro Adriani and a release out called Rapid Eye. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Claptrap is what we're going to hear. And Alessandro Adriani is also part of Mannequin Records, but it's interesting that he has a release out on a different label. If you're not familiar, LIES stands for Long Island Electrical Systems. It's based out of New York, and it's run by Ron Morelli, a longtime kind of noise and industrial type artist. And you can check out the roster at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. After Alessandro Adriani, we're going to hear something from Emma DJ. That's another new release out on Lies Records. It's called Melon Siesto, and we're going to hear a track off of it called Cacaron Macaron. And I think he's put out a few things on Lies Records, and he put out a LP called Fusion last year. I believe I've played the Emma DJ on my show before. Anyways, you can check these two artists out on liesrecords.bandcamp.com. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track called Claptrap by Alessandro Adriani.
Debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love thickening over time.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, Find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
And we're back. That was something from Lies Records, a couple artists that they just put out. You heard something from Emma DJ just now with a track called Cacaron Macaron off the Melon Siesto release. And that one just came out on Lies Records, and you can check it out at liesrecords.bandcamp.com. And I think it's the, let me see, Emma, I'm not sure exactly where Emma DJ is from, but you can check out the Bandcamp. He's based out of Paris, France, and you can check it out at mndj.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from a release out from Alessandro Adriani, a track called Rapid Eye is what you heard. Or the album is called Rapid Eye, and the track you heard is called Claptrap. Sorry, I'm just butchering these titles right now, so apologies on that. And up next, we're going to hear a really interesting electronic artist named Rat Heart. And Rat Heart has a really very hard to pin down sound. It's kind of a mix of like a kind of fractured industrial electronic with a bit of like R&B and like hip hop influence. Very kind of abstract experimental sound. It's kind of all over the place and hard to put your finger exactly on the sound of Rat Heart. But we're going to hear a new release out called Ratty Rids, The Clubs from the Evil Curse of the Private School DJs. It's out on the Shada Tapes, which is a label out of Manchester. And most of the releases from Rat Heart are on the Shada Tapes label. Check it out at shadatapes.bandcamp.com. From Rat Heart, we're going to hear a track called No Tick for Lads in V-Neck Shirts. And it's a remix by Brave Little Piggy. And this one just came out yesterday, I do believe. So after the experimental electronic music of Rat Heart, we're going to hear something from a release out from DK. DK has a new release out. Let me see, what label is it? Worship Records. It's called Gate of Enlightenment. And from DK, we're going to hear a track called Middle Path. And DK is the work of Dang Cao Chow. And he's making some a little bit more kind of industrial electronic. And I think he's put out stuff on, let me see, possibly on Lies Records as well. But he does get some comparison to DJ Python and Dem Dyke Stare. So after, I think we're just going to hear these two artists. So once again, that's DK out on Worship Records. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Rat Heart with a track called No Tick for Lads in V-Neck Shirts. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from DK off the Worship record label out of France. From DK, you heard a track called Middle Path. It's taken from the Gate of Enlightenment. Kind of a darker, sinister electronic track. And that's the work of Dang Cao Chow. And prior to DK, you heard something from Rat Heart with a track called No Tick for Lads in V-Neck Shirts. That's off the album called Ratty Rids the Clubs from the Evil Curse of the Private School DJs. That's out on the Manchester label called Shada Tapes. ShadaTapes.bandcamp.com is where you can check out this, as well as a few other releases from the label, and most of the other releases from Rat Heart, who makes some very hard to pin down experimental kind of fractured electronic music with a bit of kind of R&B hip hop overtones to it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and you got about 15 or 17 minutes left on the program, so I'll try to cram in as much as we can this next little bit. And we're going to hear something from Hyperdub Records in this next set. Two artists that I'm pretty excited to play, the first of which is Code 9, and Code 9 has new stuff out. I think it's the first album since 2015's album called Nothing, and I think that was the year that he did a tour in Vancouver, but he wasn't able to play the show, if I'm not mistaken. But he's one of the founders of Hyperdub Records, so really great to hear new stuff from one of the founders of this fantastic label. The new album is called Escapeology. We're going to hear a track called Angle of Reentry. After Code 9, and also that's the name, his full name is Steve Goodman, and he's a Scottish electronic artist. After that, we're going to hear a new release on Code on Hyperdub Records, and that's something from 700 Bliss. Really cool collaboration between Moore Mother as well as DJ Haram. This album is called Nothing to Declare. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called Anthology. And this one has some really great collaborations on this release. Orion Sun, as well as La Fonda, and numerous other artists are out on this album. And once again, that's 700 Bliss on Hyperdub Records. But first, right here on CITR, this is new stuff from Code 9. This track is called Angle of Reentry. We'll be right back.
In Jamaica, Trinidad, Haiti, Senegal, the ethology of dance.
I feel like dancing.
how they do in Jamaica and Trinidad and Brazil and Cuba. The anthology of dance. The matriarch of black dance.
I feel like dance. I feel like dance. I feel like
dance.
Like really dance.
I feel like dance.
And that was something from 700 Bliss, a track called Anthology, and that's out on Hyperdub Records. And that's the really cool collaboration between DJ Haram, as well as More Mother. And DJ Haram is based out of Philadelphia. And the album is called Nothing to Declare, and that's out on Hyperdub Records once again. Prior to that, you heard the founder of Hyperdub Records, Code 9. I'm not sure why I had mentioned he was a co-founder. He's actually the founder. I was mistaken on that. You heard the track called Angle of Reentry off the Escapology album. First album since 2015. And you can check it out at code9.bandcamp.com. And once again, those are two new releases out on the fantastic Hyperdub Records. Thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock, and I'll be back next week with some more great music, and keep it locked in CITR for more great programming. I hope everyone has a really great weekend. Don't forget to check out our website, CITR.ca. In case you missed anything that I had said, you can go to the show page and get a list of tracks recently played. And you can also go to all the other show pages and grab the RSS and put it on your favorite podcast device. And you can listen to CITR on demand whenever you like. So I'm going to leave you tonight with a track from Aurora Halal and DJ G. And we're going to hear a track called Off the Top. And Aurora Halal is a DJ that is out of Brooklyn. And let me see. I do believe she actually did play Vancouver. I'm not sure why. That I wasn't sure about because I was at the show she was here I think in 2019 is when I checked out the show, and I think she's played a couple times in Vancouver if I'm not mistaken. Coming up in recently in April she played, but unfortunately I missed the show. But from Aurora Halal we'll hear a track called Off the Top, and that's with DJ G. This is featured on a compilation called Air Texture 8, and that's tracks collected by Anthony Naples as well as DJ Python. And I've played DJ Python before, but you can check this out at airtexture.bandcamp.com, and it's a artist facility in Williamsburg, if I'm not mistaken. Really cool collaboration. Features Huarco S as well as DJ Tristero as well as DJ Python on this compilation. Once again, it's called Air Texture 8. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track called Off the Top by Aurora Halal and DJ G.
Dead Mouse's latest track, Escape. Beautiful vocal and some summery vibes. Enjoy this.